Good morning. And welcome to worship at Parkdale on this rainy, sunny, what it's been like all summer day. Is there anyone worshiping with us for the first time this morning or returning as a visitor? And if you are comfortable, would you mind standing up so that we could welcome you personally? Well, welcome. And we hope that you will join us after service for a cool glass of lemonade in Memorial Hallway that is found just through those doors. The service is not being live streamed this morning, and there is no slides for the screens. Your bulletin inserts have a list of all the extras and the music for today, and everything will be introduced as we move through the service. Each week, we begin our service by honoring the land. And for the summer months, we are doing this responsively. So will you please join me for the land acknowledgement printed in your bulletin. As a community of Christ followers,
we acknowledge
for worship is the traditional, unceded, unsurrendered territory of the Algonquin Nation. We are grateful for their stewardship of this territory for thousands of years. Parkdale United Church welcomes all. We support and celebrate diversity, inclusion, and equity with regard to race, color, ethnicity, national origin, gender, sexuality, and level of ability. So, I have been on study leave for the past 2 weeks and have enjoyed the opportunity to spend some time at home. I had planned on going to VST to take a course that was canceled, and so I have told people I've been envious of everybody who has said they've been to the West this summer because that's where I had intended to go, but instead I spent 2 weeks sewing in my air-conditioned apartment and managed to make 2.5 quilts, and hopefully by the end of today the last one will be finished. So I feel like I've accomplished something, and you all know how restorative sewing and quilting is for me, so I have enjoyed my study leave. I've also been able to get out with my camera on those days that weren't all that hot, and into God's wonderful world to document some of the ways that I see God in creation. And thank you to those of you who have already sent in pictures of where you see God and where you perceive and receive inspiration. I will print those out this week and start a bulletin board display in the hallway so that we can all share in the photos of God's splendor. I'm looking forward to seeing many, many more pictures that you take over the summer and to see what we can do with them in the fall. I was at a funeral of a longtime friend yesterday, and it struck me as his family told stories of his life that although my daughters will be able to tell all sorts of stories, good, bad, and funny, about their life with me, there will be no one to tell the stories of my childhood and youth. Aaron reminded me that if I wanted those stories remembered, I needed to write them down. I know that some of you have done this already, and with your help, I would like to offer a 6-week course in the fall on telling our story, sharing our faith. And if any of you have experience or expertise in story writing, please let me know. I would love to have a conversation with you about how we can make this happen and what we can do together as we help each other in the telling of our stories. Next Saturday, June the 26th at 2 o'clock, we will host the celebration of life of Reverend Jervis Black, who was a longtime, much-loved minister here at Parkdale. Please join us if you're able. And lastly, a special welcome to Joshua Centner Barrett, who is coming back. And I think it's, what's that expression, back by popular demand? So, welcome back, Josh. And we will hear much more from him as the service progresses. This morning, we light our worship candle remembering that we are all God's children, known and loved, and it takes all of us working together to create and sustain the kingdom of God and that God has dreamed for us. May this light shine not only here in this space, but continue to shine through us out into God's world.
I invite you to join in our singing call to worship. I will sing a line, you will sing it back. No paper required. And once we finish our call to worship, we'll sing some more and go right into our opening hymn, number 580, Faith of Our Fathers.
Come, let us worship God.
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 Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, everyone.
To the love of God.
To the love of God.
Rest for the weary.
Rest for the weary.
Rest for the weary.
Rest for the weary.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, everyone.
To the love of God.
To the love of God.
Food for the hungry.
Food for the hungry.
Food for the hungry.
Food for the hungry.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, everyone.
To the love of God.
To the love of God.
Come, let us worship God.
Come, let us worship God.
Let us worship God.
Come, let us worship God.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, everyone.
To the love of God.
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 Let us continue in worship as we offer to God our prayers. Let us pray. God of raindrops and stormy clouds, we gather under the umbrella of your Spirit, willing and ready to soak in the love and wisdom you have provided. Be with us in this time of worship as we immerse ourselves in the words of Scripture and the message, songs, and prayers. We welcome the showers of your love that you share with all, and we ask that you fill this place with your Spirit as we pause to refill and refuel our souls with kindness, compassion, and respect for each other and ourselves. Holy One, we sing hymns like Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, with deep meaning, but not all the time. Maybe it's a question of good intentions unfulfilled, or maybe a bit of hubris and forgetfulness. Then again, we may have become lost in a cloud of gloom and despair which has settled over us. This morning, we take time not only to confess our messes up and failures as sinners, but to own where we have let go of joy and hope. Be with us as we continue to sing our faith. Amen. We find hope in the steadfast love and mercy of God. We find healing in God's unfailing grace, and we give thanks. And because we give thanks, we cannot keep from singing. And so let us sing together, Halle, Halle, Halle.
Halle, Halle, Halle.
The kids to come and join me. So, friends, if you're out there, please come up to the front and we'll have a little conversation. And I'm going to invite my friend Josh to come down so that I can introduce you to him and tell you all sorts of stories. Well, good morning. Are you having a good summer? Are you having a good summer? Did you enjoy the warm, warm weather? Did you enjoy the warm, warm weather? Yeah. Oh, they're not smiling in the same way you guys are. I think they have splash pads and things to have fun in. How many of you have been off to the park? Swum in a pool. Who's been in a pool? Who's been to the lake?
Oh, yes.
Ellen has been in the pool every day, Ellen? Every day. And where is that you live, Ellen? Okay. And how many have been to camp yet? Have you been to camp? And did you have it twice?
Basketball and science.
Now, that's well-rounded. I like that. Yes, hon. Have you been to camp?
Tennis camp.
Tennis camp. Whoa. And how about you? Have you been to camp? Did you go to camp? Have you swum in a pool? Your brother goes to camp? All right. And have you been to camp? You've been to tennis camp too. Oh, I see something that we might have to plan in the future. Well, I want to. Yes, hon. Have you been to camp?
My sister plays track and field.
Your sister does track and field. Ah, oh, it's a little too hot to be running these days, right? Okay. Well, I want to introduce you to my friend Josh. You need to stand up so that everybody can see you. Yeah. I spent a few years ordering him around. It's just nice to be able to do it again. When I was in Canada United years ago, Josh came to join us often during the week when he was in university and in school, and he practiced on the organ because Josh is a very talented musician. And so he practiced on our organ, and then he went off to the States, did some more education, and The year that I was retiring, my kids do the quotes every time I say the word retiring, the organist in our church was retiring too, and Josh came to be the organist at Canadian United Church. And that year, our minister also left, and so I started into supply ministry that year, and Josh and I worked together for a whole year. And we learned from each other, didn't we?
We did.
We did. And we didn't have too many arguments.
No.
No,
we
agreed on most things because I always gave in. And so, you know, like, what? You know, that was just the way it was, right?
Exactly.
I'm only kidding. Now, when I was there, the kids, because I had gone from being the minister for the children and the youth to being the minister who preached on Sunday morning, they thought that I needed something to show people that I was now different than I'd been before. So they made me this stole, and so that I could wear it on Sunday morning so that it would show that I had a different job. And one day in church, we decided that Josh also needed a stole because he was our minister of music. And Josh is going on to do new things. He's going to Winnipeg, and he's going on to do new things, and I think there's a call to ministry in his future. We hope, we will pray God. And because of that, we think you need a new stole. Ooh. And if you look at this andependium, you'll see that that reminds me of Gatineau Park. Mm-hmm. And this stole was made from the same material, mm-hmm. so that you can take Gatineau Park, which I know you love, with you when you go to Winnipeg.
Thank you.
And it's reversible so that you can use it in Lent, too.
I don't think I should wear two at the same time.
There.
How's that? Good.
Good luck. We wish you all the best. Now, one of the things that Josh did when we worked together was he taught music, just like he did today, right? When he led us in beginning of worship and he taught us something.
More to come, by the way.
Josh loves to teach. And so it made me think of all the music that we sing. Sometimes we just get really busy singing, right? We just stand up and we sing and then we sit down. And we don't always listen to the words, but the words are really important. So we're going to move our hymn that we're going to sing in a little while into our time together so that we can talk about the words to this hymn, and it's called Like a Rock. Now, the other thing we like to do, and there are some people who come often and do some movement at the front of the church, right? So sometimes we like to move to music as well, and this particular song can have some actions. Now, there are specific actions in the hymn book that we could follow, but I don't like to follow, so I like to do my own thing. So I think that we should make up our own actions, okay? So let's look at the words and see what actions come to mind for you. So the first verse says, like a rock, like a rock. So what does a rock, like if you were going to make an action to look like a rock, what would you do? What would it look like? What would a rock look like? Maxim? You have no idea what a rock would look like? No? No. If a rock on the ground, what would a rock look like? If you can make an action. Oh, look, Joelle knows. Look, she made a fist. Would a rock look like that? Now, under our feet. So if we wanted to indicate our feet, what would we do? We'd point to our feet, okay. Now, the next line is, like a starry night sky. So what do stars do? They twinkle. All right, over our heads, so can we maybe do something like that? Yeah, all right. And then the next line is, like the sun on the horizon. So what does the horizon look like? Is it kind of flat? Okay, so, and what does the sun do when it rises? Does it go like that? Or something like that, right? And then the last line is, like the river runs to ocean. So river running. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I like that. Okay. Our home is in God evermore. So where does God live in our home? Does God live in here, like inside? So maybe we give ourselves a hug to show that God lives in us. We live in God. Okay. Do you think we could do that? All right. So let's all stand up, turn around, face the congregation. And we will lead them in the actions that we've come up with. What do you think? Know that whatever actions you make, work. So everybody needs to stand up so that we are free to make the actions. Whatever actions we make are good, and Keith is going to lead us in this.
like a rock, like a rock, God is under our feet. Like the starry night sky, God is over our head. Like the sun on the horizon, God is ever before. Like a river runs to ocean, our home is in God evermore. Like a rock, God is under our feet. Like the starry night sky, God is over our head. Like the sun on the horizon, God is ever before. Like a river runs to ocean, our home is in God evermore.
One more time.
Like the river runs to ocean, our home is in God evermore.
Well, you all did very well. Now, I think before you go off to class, and we are having class, right? And we are having popcorn. Who's in charge today? Oh, there they are. Okay. Are we having popcorn? We hope so. Well, if not, I know that there's an office upstairs that has an awful lot of snacks in it, so you don't have to worry, there will be snacks. Oh, I should tell them that, right? Because there's no snacks down here. Sorry, guys. So before we go, Keith is going to lead us in the Lord's Prayer, because we are singing this. This summer is all about singing our faith, and so we are singing the Lord's Prayer. So, Keith?
Hey, there I am. So we've had a couple of tries at this and see how your memories are with this one here.
Our Father.
See you later. We'll meet you for lemonade afterwards, okay?
Here's a story from Exodus. Moses was out taking care of the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, who was the priest in Midian. Now he had taken his flock out to the edge of the desert, and he came to this mountain, whose God's mountain, called Horeb. And all of a sudden, the Lord's messenger appeared to Moses in a flame of fire in the middle of a bush. Now, Moses saw that the bush was in flames, but it didn't burn up. And he said to himself, "Let me check out this amazing sight and find out why this bush isn't burning up." Now, when God saw that Moses was coming to look, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "I'm here." And God said, "Don't come any closer. Take off your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground." And God continued, "I am the God of your father, Abraham's God, Isaac's God, Jacob's God." And Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. But then God said, "I've clearly seen my people oppressed in Egypt. I've heard their cry because of the slave masters. I know about their pain, and I've come down to rescue them from the Egyptians in order to take them out of that land and bring them to a good and broad land, a land that's full of milk and honey, a place where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites all live. Now the Israelites' cries of injustice have reached me, and I've seen just how much the Egyptians have oppressed them. So get going. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I to go to Pharaoh and to bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I'll be with you, and this will show you that I am the one who sent you. After you bring the people out of Egypt, you will come back here and worship me on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I go now to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' they're going to ask me, 'What's this God's name?' So what am I supposed to say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. So say to them, 'I am has sent me to you.' Say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, Abraham's God, Isaac's God, and Jacob's God, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is how all generations will remember me.'" I think it's possible that there might be a word missing from the biblical text. And even though I'm not sure I'm highly qualified to make this statement, I don't speak Hebrew or read it or Greek or any of those things, but for today, I'm going to ask you, trust me, there's a word missing from the biblical text. And if you trust me, I invite you to nod right now. Well, that's good, because if fewer of you nodded, I'd have to just cut this off and we'd move on. The word that I think is missing is help. There are actually a few places where this word could go. God is the one who actually says it first. "I have seen the suffering of my people in Egypt, and I've come down to deliver them. I will send you." In other words, I have a problem, and I need help. Now, God's message quickly gets overshadowed. We didn't read the whole encounter between God and Moses this morning. It's summer after all, and we want things to be a little shorter. But after God announces God's self and God's problem, Moses and God have this chat, and we read the first half of that. And in this chat, Moses mostly says one kind of thing. It goes like this. Or here's how the narrator puts it anyway. But Moses said to God, then Moses answered, "But suppose And then one last time, but Moses said to God. But. Moses' buts set up his four problems. One, he feels unworthy of the task. Who am I that I should go? Two, he needs to know who is sending him, because in the ancient world, there were many gods. What is God's name? Three, he's not sure people are going to heed him or believe that God appeared to him. But suppose they do not believe me or listen to me. And four, he's not sure that he can actually speak this out. I've never been eloquent. In each case, God answers somewhat patiently and offers signs to Moses. First, God promises to be with the Israelites, and then when they come out of Egypt, they'll come back to this mountain and they'll worship together on the mountain. Second, God says, I am who I am, or I will be what I will be. And there's a much bigger sermon in that answer, so you're going to have to put a pin in it and invite me back. Third, God exhibits all these supernatural wonders. God gives Moses leprosy on his hand and then heals it. God turns Moses' staff into a snake. God even predicts or anticipates one of the marvels that will be performed in Egypt by turning the Nile River to blood. And fourth, God offers Moses' brother Aaron as a helper to speak. It's four pretty good offers. You might feel a little bit shortchanged on the one where God says, I am who I am, because unless you have about 4,000 years of time to study theology, to decipher what that means, eventually you'll come out the better end. So three or four decent signs. And what does Moses say? Nope. Please send someone else. And God gets mad. Something about what makes us Christians is saying that the texts that we read week in and week out at church have significance for us. They're what we call our canon. They speak as a witness to us, a witness of our experience as a people with God. They're stories of people encountering God, wrestling with God, both literally and metaphorically, and coming to understand how God is at work in the world. Something that I think about, though, when we read these texts is that I sometimes have a tendency to put myself in the place of the human characters in the story, and then to assume that the story is really all about them. So in this case, what does this passage about the burning bush teach us about being human through the experience of Moses? And there's absolutely something there. There's definitely something in here about Moses being called to put it mildly, make a difference. But this is also a story about God. And we learn something about being human, and more specifically about being faithful Christians, through this story that's also about God. If we go back to where we started, when I somewhat presumptuously said there was a word missing from the text, we might hear a word of God: help. My wife loves to host, and she's really good at it. Before we lived together, I lived in a space that I would describe as functional. It accomplished my needs in as minimal a way as possible. Now, where I say minimal, she might use different words, like sparse, or barren, or cold. And you're welcome to pick whatever you'd like there. Now, our home is no longer any of those things. It's warm, it's cozy, it's colorful, it's full of throw pillows. There are many paintings and pictures on the wall. There's a dining room table that's small enough for a condo, but also has a leaf in it to make it bigger to accommodate whoever we can. Now, unfortunately for you, I can't invite you over right now to be hosted, because we're adding another word to the description of the condo, which is chaotic. We're in the midst of packing up our condo to move from Ottawa to Winnipeg in a few weeks, where my wife is starting a new position as a professor at Canadian Mennonite University. An incredible opportunity, and a really scary one, too. I've lived in Ottawa my whole life, except for 4 years in Waterloo for my undergrad, and 2 years in Dallas for a master's. This place has been my home. And even in those 6 years of school, as I tell people, my driver's license always listed my parents' address as my home. So this is the first time that I'm going to be like changing my driver's license, not only the address, but like the whole province that it's issued from. It's a big shift. But it's a shift that has taught me something important for myself, which is asking for help. It comes up in a lot of different ways. We need help sorting things. We need help packing up. We need help moving things. We need help on the many trips to the thrift store to deposit old things that we no longer need or want. But there's one important place where I really need help. And I need emotional help. I need help saying goodbye to this place that is my home, and saying hello to this new place that will also be my home. It's not to say that I'm not coming back to Ottawa. There's many things here, they're not done. But the things that are here won't be as immediate as they once were. I am grieving this, and I need help to process it, to wade through the wash of feelings and experiences, the pain of leaving, the joy of new opportunities, relationships, adventures, the muddled middle ground that is all of this. I can't do it on my own. I'm not supposed to, and I don't have to. Now, just to be clear, I am not comparing my experience of leaving Ottawa to the experience of the Israelites leaving Egypt in the Exodus story. That's not the link that I'm trying to make here. But what I do want to link is back to this wash of experiences that I feel, this middle ground where there's joy and pain all at once. It's what it is, I think, to be human. We're not perfect people. We're messy people. We love, we fight, we fear, we laugh, we cry, we suffer, we rise, we decide, we waver, we connect. Like Moses, we're curious to see a bush burning in the desert, yet not seeing it consumed. We are, like Moses, afraid to be in the presence of God. We are, like Moses, concerned about what we are being called to do, to leave behind the safety of things, to go to a new place and confront difficult things. We are also like God. We care for one another. We support each other. We are persistent. We get annoyed. And ultimately in this story, as in many, many others in the Bible, like God, we should be okay calling out for help. Because God does this too. This story is showing us the response to that cry for help. This story is full of moments where our characters could have turned away, could have ignored or said no to the cry for help. And this is long before Moses, at the end of this story, says, "Nope, you've got the wrong guy, send someone else." Moses could have turned away from the burning bush. Moses could have walked away when God spoke to him from the bush and said that he was standing on holy ground. Moses could have turned away when God first told him what God was calling him to do, or any of the other three times after that. But God, too, could have turned away. Every time that Moses said, "But," and there were four of those, God could have said, "You know what, forget it. There's another bush, a mountain over. I'm going to go light that one up instead." Or when Moses said, "You've got the wrong person, send someone else." But nobody turned away. Both of them persisted. Even though they were pretty annoyed with each other, hoping the other one would give up and give in, they're actually both in a vulnerable place. God has cried out, "Help," and Moses has answered. Moses has revealed his insecurities. He's not worthy. He doesn't speak well. He won't be believed. And what does God do? God promises to hold fast. And Moses stays on, even if he's got doubts. In our vulnerable places, can we be both God and Moses? Can we ask for help in a world that prizes self-sufficiency and independence? Can we hear cries for help not as neediness, but as opportunities for connection, for shared humanity? Can we accept help offered not as a diminishing of ourselves, but as a strengthening, leading to communion and interconnectedness? Can we hold fast to ourselves, to one another, to what is possible, and to God? In a moment, I'm going to teach you a song called Bambalela. This is a South African freedom song. It was written in Cape Town, South Africa, during the AIDS crisis, an encouragement to hope, to hold fast, to cling to one another in the midst of an epidemic that drove people apart. In Zulu, Bambalela means hold fast or don't give up. This song is included in Then Let Us Sing, which is the song collection that the United Church of Canada released a few weeks ago. It's a repository of new songs for the church to sing. And it's reflective of Jesus' command to us to love our neighbor. This collection recognizes that as a church, our understanding of who our neighbors are continues to expand. So in this summer of singing our faith, maybe our songs are ways of making and holding space for us in our vulnerabilities. Maybe when we're not sure, we can sing. Perhaps our songs can be our burning bushes, our cries out for help to the world. Perhaps we too will hear such a cry. Perhaps we too will not turn away from such a cry, because we know that we too would wish for someone to notice and respond. One part goes like this. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela. Let's try that together. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela. Good. Another part goes like this. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. I'm having a moment. Excuse me. Bumbalela, bumbalela. There we go. Here we go. Here we go. Goes like this. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. Try that with me. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. Nicely done. And the last part goes like this. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. Try that with me. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. Nicely done. Good. Now, if you were here last November, you know what's coming. If you weren't, well, you'll experience it now. When we sing songs from around the world, we also move with music from around the world. So I invite you to stand as you are able. Maybe we can't speak, maybe we struggle to sing. Maybe one of the things we can do is just to move ourselves a little bit. So the simple step that I always teach is just a shuffle, essentially. You start to the right, one, two, one, and then back to the left. One, two, da. And you can resist the urge to make this perfect so that everyone's in sync. If you get off track, that's okay, just do something else. Good. Now, You can sing any part you like. We're going to start at the bottom and build it up as we go. And I'm going to move you, I'm going to start over here on the lower part, middle part, upper part. But if you want to sing a different part, do that. Don't worry about it. It's all good. But sing not to give up, not to turn away. Hold fast. Here we go. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time. Here we go. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time, sing it out now. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela. Keep going, here we go. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela. Bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela. Bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time. Bumbalela, bumbalela, oh, bumbalela, bumbalela, bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela, here we go. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela. Bumbalela, bumbalela, bumbalela. Bumbalela, bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 oh, bumba, bumbalela. One more time. Bumbalela, 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 bumbalela. Bumba, 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 bumba. Oh, bumba, bumbalela.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Mary McLeod, and Jess, you may have seen a few glances going passing between my husband and myself, Josh. You may not know, but the motto of the Clan McLeod is hold fast. So that was a special moment for us. I'm here as part of the Prayer Shawl group, a wonderful group of women who meet every second Wednesday to create prayer shawls, which are given out to people who are grieving or in hospital and otherwise are in need of some comfort. As part of our regular meetings, we do have a devotion. And one week, the new creed that came up in that devotion, and everybody talked about how much the creed meant to them and how it was such a wonderful statement of our faith. So somebody said, well, I'll call Bev and tell her what happened. And Bev said, well, we'll say the new creed every Sunday in July. So here we are. So I would like you to join me now in repeating the new creed, which is found in your bulletin. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Mary. Not only were we as a staff team so impressed by how important this creed was to our prayer shawl group, but in discussing it, we decided that looking at next year, our theme for the whole year would be called to be the church, and it comes from the new creed, and we will take our themes for different seasons from the creed. So that's one of the reasons that we're saying it over the summer, so that we're all very familiar and very comfortable with it. And Josh, thank you. It was an inspiring presentation, and we just love it when you lead us in music, so thank you for that. We cannot help you pack. We cannot help you move, but we will help you spiritually and emotionally because we will pray for you, won't we? We will pray for Josh and for Annalise in your new space, in your new jobs, in your new home. All the best.
Thank you.
God has blessed us with abundance, and it is in gratitude that we give back through our morning offerings. Let us pray. We share our gifts of time, talent, and treasure, and offer them as a symbol of the ways in which we seek to be a presence of peace and justice in our world for the well-being of all creation. Help us, O God, to keep our focus on the needs of others and the well-being of our neighbors and the earth as we go forward in Christ's name. Amen. Let us continue in conversation with God as we offer our pastoral prayer. Let us pray. Creator God, the storms sometimes threaten to overwhelm us, the storms of grief, of illness, of self-doubt, of mass fear as we listen to the nightly news. We want to be brave. We want to step out in faith. In our hearts, we know that you are with us, guiding our steps, holding us up, but our minds take over and we sink. Holy and gracious God, we start this week's journey by offering our thanks for all that we are blessed with. Our families, our friends, life, love, things that we name in the silence of this moment of breathing you in. God of our mothers and fathers, you call us out of our fear, holding out a hand to guide and lead us. Help us to let go of all that holds us back as we breathe out the stress and worry that threatens to overwhelm us. Compassionate One, fill us with your love, that we may see deeply the needs of all around us. Help us to care with your heart. May your love, your grace, your compassion, your mercy carry us through this coming week and lead us with love to be your hands and heart in the world. All this we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let us join in the singing of our final hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised, found in Voices United at 120.
I shall not feel a dream.
eternal God, you call us to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve God.